Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Positive Mindset Minutes. Ready to take a few minutes out of your day to level up your mental game? Because that's what we do here, short bursts of positivity to fuel your day. Today, I want to get real with you guys. Not about some fluffy self-help BS, but about my own journey to happiness and fulfillment. You know, the kind that makes you feel like you're actually living, not just existing? It hasn't always been sunshine and rainbows, let me tell you. There were definitely some dark clouds and a few times I felt lost in the storm. But through trial and error, a whole lot of soul searching, and a healthy dose of humor, because laughter really is the best medicine, I discovered some things that work for me. And I'm sharing them with you because maybe, just maybe, they can help you on your own journey too. First off, let's talk about expectations. Ever felt like life was this endless checklist of accomplishments? Work, relationships, travel, the perfect body, the dream house, it can be overwhelming. We get caught up in chasing these milestones, and when we don't reach them fast enough, or at all, we feel like failures. Newsflash. That's a recipe for unhappiness. Instead of focusing on these rigid goals, try shifting your perspective. What if happiness wasn't a destination but a way of being? What if it was about savoring the little moments, a delicious cup of coffee, a genuine laugh with a friend, a breathtaking sunset? You know that feeling when you're completely absorbed in something you love? That's pure joy right there. Next up, let's talk self-care. Not just bubble baths and face masks, though those are amazing, but about taking care of your mental, emotional, and physical well-being. This means setting boundaries, saying no to things that drain you, making time for activities that bring you joy, and prioritizing sleep, exercise, and healthy eating. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a high-performance car, right? You wouldn't expect your phone to run smoothly without charging it regularly. So why treat your body and mind any differently? They deserve the best fuel. Self-care is non-negotiable. Speaking of taking care of yourself, let's address the elephant in the room. Negative thoughts. We all have them, those pesky little voices that whisper doubts and insecurities. The key isn't to banish them altogether, because let's be real, that's impossible, but to challenge them. When a negative thought pops up, ask yourself, is this really true? Is there evidence to support it? What would I say to a friend who was thinking this way? Often, our negative thoughts are based on fear or past experiences, not necessarily reality. By recognizing and questioning them, we can start to break free from their grip. Now, let's get real for a second. Finding happiness and fulfillment isn't always easy. There will be challenges, setbacks, and moments when you want to give up. But here's the thing. Those tough times are often what make the good times even sweeter. Think about it like climbing a mountain. It takes hard work, determination, and maybe a few scraped knees along the way. But once you reach the summit, the view is breathtaking. The journey itself shapes you, teaches you resilience, and ultimately leads you to a deeper sense of accomplishment. Remember that time I went on that crazy backpacking trip through Southeast Asia? It was supposed to be this epic adventure, but the first week was a disaster. My backpack broke, I got food poisoning, and I missed my flight back home. Talk about feeling lost and defeated. But then something shifted. I decided to embrace the chaos, go with the flow, and make the most of it. I met incredible people, learned to navigate unfamiliar cultures, and discovered a strength within myself I never knew existed. That trip wasn't just about reaching a destination, it was about the journey itself, the lessons learned, and the memories made. So, my friends, remember this. Happiness isn't a finish line, it's a way of living. It's about finding joy in the small moments, taking care of yourself, challenging negative thoughts, and embracing the ups and downs along the way. Keep that positive mindset buzzing, take action on those things that matter to you, and never stop believing in your own awesomeness. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little bit of positivity in their life. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.